jelaskan bila engkau punya waktu. Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Bertemukah kau dengan sang buas? Benar senangkah rasa hatimu? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Di bawah basah langit abu-abu, kau di mana? Di lengannya malam menuju minggu, kau di mana? Kau di mana?
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto officially launched the institutional establishment around 80,000 Merah Putih F Red and White Villages cooperatives in Bentangan Village, Klaten, Central Java on Monday. Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Anindya Novian Bakri in the launch event emphasized that the cooperatives founded on the principle of mutual cooperation will bring significant benefits to rural communities. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto announced the 19% import tariff agreed upon between Indonesia and the United States is lower than those applied other ASEAN countries. In a press conference following a stakeholder meeting on the U.S. reciprocal tariffs in Jakarta on Monday, he explained that the U.S. imposes a 20% tariffs on product from Vietnam and the Philippines 25% on Malaysia and Brunei, 36% on Cambodia and Thailand, and 40% on Myanmar and Laos. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Come on. Yeah.
VOI listeners, after this, I'll be playing you a song entitled Terakhir Kali, or Last Time, by Wijaya Adi. What is Wijaya Adi? It's a group band. I would say it's a band, including one of the most famous Indonesian singer, Ardito Pramono. They named their band with the 80s because they're inspired by the 80s music of Indonesia. So, please give it a listen.
Telah lama aku menyimpan surat cinta ini, surat cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku.
Izinkan diriku mama. from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listeners, kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci. Terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku, bentuk cinta itu kamu. Oh ya kamu.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sewangi aroma bunga mawar merah, seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayung warnanya merayu, seisi dunia merasa dimadu.
Asmara senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi.
hati yang menentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Kita kan terbang lebih jauh lagi. Bersama mimpi mata dan hati. Lebih dekat jika pelangi berkenan. Genggamlah tanganku.
Bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Gesang Bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiriku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Intuisiku selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, selalu mengarah kepadamu. Oh, tapi tak jual, tapi tak jual, tapi tak jual, kau hiraukan aku. Mungkin ku tak bisa buatmu lulu, namun kau harus tahu bahwa diriku sungguh-sungguh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Intuisiku
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
VOI listeners, we are approaching the last hour of the morning session of Indonesia today. I am very happy and glad to have you here with me for almost six hours now. And it will be continued by my colleague Steve on the afternoon session of Indonesia today. Thank you so much for being here with me again. I'm very glad to have you here on our online streaming, voinews.id, or our app, RRE Digital, which is available on Android and iOS. But of course, I want to get in touch with you through our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And of course, it's very welcome for you guys if you want to reach us out, any broadcaster, any questions that you have for us, very welcome to have that. And of course, you can reach out to us through email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And of course, I want to say thank you so much for listening to Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to eat your lunch because we're approaching the lunch hour, and of course, stay hydrated. Take your water intake, okay? Don't forget to drink your water. And of course, stay healthy. Thank you for tuning in with Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am your host, Unika, signing out.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona.
mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Yeah, kalau pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu, eloknya kamu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Har said, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
tim rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Karena kalau kita lihat Likupang ini dari 5 destinasi.
Because if we look at Likupang of the 5 super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu. Hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia.
Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.